Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. The greatest attack ever waged against you has been the lie that you should respect the whites and their offspring, their culture, their false religions, their different and perverted view of the world. The whites and their offspring have made you fear reality by making you fear your natural hatred for disorder and your natural hatred for them and their culture. As long as you turn away from your natural hatred of disorder, you will turn away from your natural hatred for the whites and their offspring and their culture. You are then ready to accept them and their way, disorder, into your life. You are then ready for self-destruction and perpetual slavery. You are a slave in your own lands and away from your homeland because you have invited your absolute enemy, the whites and their offspring and their culture, to influence and control your way of thinking, your way of understanding, your way of behaving. Whenever you have embraced your enemy, you have lost control of your societies. Whenever you have rejected your enemy, you have regained control of your societies. Whenever you have accepted the religions of your enemy, you have accepted your own slavery. Whenever you have rejected the religions of your enemy, you have freed yourselves from slavery. You will become rooted when you embrace your natural hatred for disorder, just as strongly as you embrace your natural love for order. You will arise when you recognize the unchangeable nature of the character of the whites and their offspring, which is disorder, and recognize the unchangeable nature of your character, which is order. You will blossom when you understand that to pass judgment is wise, only misjudgment is unwise. You will bear fruit when you reject the whites and their offspring, their religions, their culture, permanently, without compromise, and embrace your ancestral religion and culture. Permanently, without compromise. You will be faced with the deceptions that make the whites and their offspring and their culture seem to be nourishing to you, as opposed to being destructive to you. Your ancestresses and ancestors were faced with the same deceptions and rejected them. We understood that substances that paralyze the body also cause the body to lose its connection to reality and feel no pain. The body can then be easily attacked and destroyed. We understood that the substances causing paralysis must be rejected. You have allowed the culture of the whites and their offspring, these spirits of disorder, to paralyze your spirit. They have thus caused you to lose your connection to reality, and you feel no pain when you accept them. This is why it is easy for the whites and their offspring to attack and destroy your clans generation after generation. You have yet to understand that these spirits of disorder and their culture must be rejected. Your challenge is the challenge of your ancestresses and ancestors who executed true revolution and achieved true resolution. When Earth moves around sun and returns to the point from which it began, it has made a complete revolution. When you return to your point of origin, when you embrace again the great God and the great goddess, the goddesses and gods, the ancestral spirits, the nature spirits, your ancestral clans, your ancestral culture, and your divine function in the world, only then will you have executed true revolution. You will be empowered to take your independence, establish your sovereignty, and maintain your sovereignty permanently. You will then achieve true resolution. This has been executed before, and you will execute it again. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Do not respect disorder. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Hate disorder. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Do not respect the whites and their offspring, their culture, their religions. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Hate the whites and their offspring, their culture, their religions. Embrace yourselves. Continuously eradicate the influence of the whites and their offspring from your spirits. Separate yourselves from those among you who refuse to eradicate the white cultural influences on their spirits, those among you who rationalize their continuous acceptance of the white cultural influences on their spirits, and those among you who proclaim their love to be Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit, and claim to be revolutionaries, yet in actuality are identical in character to your enemy. These willing slaves, apologists, and duplicitous hypocrites within your clans, you must identify, judge, and separate yourselves from. They function as agents of your enemy and live to weaken themselves and you internally, while externally the whites and their offspring seek your destruction and perpetual slavery. Know your origin, know your function, know your clan, know your enemy. Execute your function, embrace your clan, reject your enemy, establish your sovereignty, defend your sovereignty. Live. Live. Bra Nkwamu.